Darren, if the name Curtis Sittenfeld sounds familiar, there's a good reason for that.
Yeah, she's had several books. All of them hit the New York Times bestsellers list over the years, but probably best known for her book American Wife, which was a fictionalization of the life of Laura Bush, a woman that eventually became our first lady.
His arrogance was really rather extraordinary. It was amusing and it was also irritating. I'm a registered Democrat, I said. That's something you might want to include in your dossier on me. And I have to say that you're remarkably confident for someone who's about to run against a 40-year incumbent. Rather than being insulted, Charlie appeared delighted. I always appreciate someone who's done her research, he said. You know who does seem like ideal wife material? He pointed toward me.
It really made her stamp as one of the best new voices around these days. In Sisterland, she takes kind of an outrageous premise, but really delves into the characters with a spectacular command of her writing. Sisterland focuses on Kate and Violet, two twin sisters, and it has the conceit that both of them, when they're born, they have kind of an extrasensory perception. They can see the future. They have some communication skills and so on. Kate decides that she wants to live the normal life, and she gets married and goes and lives in the suburbs of St. Louis, whereas her sister Violet decides to become a psychic and makes a name for herself doing so. As you say, the book kind of pivots off of when Violet makes this prediction of a much more extreme tragedy, and her notoriety skyrockets, and it goes from there. I mean, she's a fantastic writer, and at the heart of it, these books are about really fantastic characters. She's at the Georgia Center for the Book in Decatur tonight at 7 o'clock.
Atlanta is the setting for shocking crimes in many of Karen Slaughter's best-selling novels. However, with her latest novel, she journeys about an hour and a half south of Atlanta to set the action.
I'm always afraid to look at Karen Slaughter's books because I'm afraid there's going to be somebody dead like in front of my house.
And what is that going to do for the real estate value?
No, exactly. So Karen Slaughter's been writing New York Times bestselling thrillers based in Georgia for years, and she had two characters that they were based on, Sarah Linton.
When you've been a special agent as long as I have, you learn not to take your work home.
And Will Trent, who is a GBI officer.
Special Agent Will Trent is a brilliant cop with a troubled past and scars that run deep.
And sometime in the last few years, these two characters came together and fell in love, and so this book, Unseen, is the progression of both of these series. In the book, Will Trent has found himself deeply undercover in a motorcycle gang, and his old demons as far as substance abuse and stuff come up and start haunting him. At the same time, Sarah Linton finds herself investigating the exact same criminal organization.
So not only do you have the investigation underway, but all the ins and outs of the relationship between the two characters.
Yeah, and there's such beautifully fleshed out characters after all these years. Karen Slaughter was doing this event in Gwinnett at the Barnes & Noble, the Forum at Peachtree Parkway, and this is on July 6th at 3 o'clock.
Darren, as always, thank you so much for letting us know about a couple of the upcoming author appearances around Metro Atlanta this week. We look forward to your doing the same for us a week from today.
Thanks a lot, John. We'll see you next week.
For more information, details about anything we've discussed over the past few minutes, you can find that online at wabe.org/citycafe.